AP News, I'm Tim McGuire at the White House.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Bravo.
President Biden signing the $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law. The president says the measure will produce jobs and improve the lives of people across the country. While wanting to get going on his larger Build Back Better bill, Biden acknowledges that the people are tired of the political infighting.
I know you're tired of the bickering in Washington, frustrated by the negativity, and you just want us to use and focus on your needs, your concerns, and the conversations are taking place at your kitchen table.
One of former President Donald Trump's top political advisors, Steve Bannon, did not enter a plea during a hearing to face a pair of contempt of Congress charges.
Nancy Pelosi is taking on Donald Trump and Steve Bannon. She ought to ask Hillary Clinton how that turned out for them, okay? We're going on the offense.
Bannon is charged with refusing a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol by Trump supporters. A judge rules online talk show host Alex Jones is liable after calling the Sandy Hook shooting a hoax. AP Shelley Adler has this.
A Connecticut judge has found InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones liable for damages in lawsuits brought by parents of children killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The parents of several children sued Jones over his claims that the massacre was a hoax. Judge Barbara Bellis took the rare step of defaulting Jones in the defamation lawsuits after he failed, along with his companies, to turn over documents to the parents' lawyers. Jones's lawyers have denied violating court rules on document disclosure. A hearing will be scheduled on just how much in damages Jones will have to pay.
Jones refused to take part in the proceedings, but on his show he claimed he didn't get a fair trial. This is AP News. A Russian weapons test is blamed for destroying an old satellite, leaving a debris field in the path of the International Space Station.
The four Americans, one German and two Russians on board the space station were forced to briefly seek shelter in their docked capsules because of the debris. Mark Vandehey is one of the Americans.
It was certainly a great way to bond as a crew, starting off our very first workday in space.
Ned Price at the State Department says an old Russian satellite was destroyed by a missile strike.
The test has so far generated over 1,500 pieces of trackable orbital debris.
Price says the test was dangerous, reckless, and irresponsible.
Russia's claims of opposing the weaponization of space are disingenuous and hypocritical.
Price says some parts of the destroyed satellite are big enough to show up on radar and on satellites. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Cincinnati Reds second baseman Jonathan India has been named National League Rookie of the Year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.